Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this very common question, which is generally answered in the negative, and that is that can non-Muslims enter paradise? Can non-Muslims be eligible for paradise? As I said, the general answer to this question is in the negative, and people think that non-Muslims cannot enter paradise. Paradise is something which is solely for the Muslims. As far as non-Muslims are concerned, they can reap whatever reward they can in this world, but in the hereafter, they'll have hell for them. They'll have nothing but hell for them, and they'll enter hell and remain there. So therefore, this question, which needs to be addressed once again, is due to the fact that if we study the Quran, we find that an entirely different picture emerges vis-a-vis this question. At one place in the Quran, it has been very, very clearly stated that people will go into paradise not on the basis of their affiliation to a particular sect or a particular denomination or to a particular religion, but on the basis of three things. And that verse then spells out those three things. So I'd like to read out the whole verse before you. It says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So a simple translation would be that those who have professed faith, of course, in الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا here would mean the faith in the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and those who are Jews and those who are Christians. From among those, whoever among them believes in God and the last day and does righteous deeds, he shall be rewarded by their Lord, and they shall have nothing to fear and they shall have nothing to grieve. We of course know that these words, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahsanun, they depict the life of paradise, and they basically signify paradise. So therefore, this verse says that as long as people do three things, they fulfill these three conditions, they are eligible for paradise, regardless of the fact they are Jews or Christians or Muslims. Thus, these three things which are spelled out here relate to of course something which we very very clearly know from the Quran, and these three things are, one of them is belief in God. They have to believe in God. And the second thing is they have to believe in the last day, or the day of judgment. And finally, they must do righteous deeds, amila salihan. So as long as they do these three deeds, the Almighty says that it does not matter who a person is, which religion a person belongs to. However, of course, we know that entering paradise is also conditional upon certain other things, that one of them being that he has not committed a sin which makes him eligible for hell. For example, if he does all these three things, and in spite of all these fulfilling these three conditions, he ends up doing something which makes him worthy of it, hell or damnation, then of course in spite of fulfilling these three things, he would end up in hell. And one of the very prominent things in this regard is denying a prophet of God in spite of regarding that particular prophet to be a true prophet. So if a person denies a true prophet of God, he intentionally denies him, then his place is hell, even if he fulfills all these three things. Similarly, if a person indulges in shirk or polytheism, then even if he fulfills these three conditions, he'll end up in hell. So we can say in a nutshell that it is absolutely wrong to believe that only Muslims will enter paradise. This verse is absolutely clear that all those people, whatever their religion, if they fulfill these three conditions, they'll become worthy of paradise. Of course, on the fact if they have not committed some other sin or some other deed which makes them eligible for hell. And as I said, two of the prominent of these things are committing shirk, for example, shirk very deliberately. Deliberate polytheism, deliberate indulgence in shirk is something which will take a person to hell, even if he does fulfills these three conditions. Similarly, if he fulfills these three conditions and then he also intentionally denies a prophet of God, then that too will make him worthy of hell. So, in a nutshell, we can say that people—it's absolutely wrong to say and absolutely wrong to believe that only Muslims will end up in paradise. This verse is very clear that other people too can become worthy of paradise if they fulfill these three conditions and also do not commit a sin which makes them worthy of hell. Akuulu qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.